This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Earlier in our biographical study of Paul's life, I suggested another outline to the one we have been using. All we've studied thus far could be placed under the first point of the alternative outline, his preparation for ministry. Though we have considered some of his forays into ministry, his real work began when Barnabas and Paul were sent out by the church in Antioch on what is now known as his first missionary journey. This would be the second point in the outline, his launch into ministry. A lot of time was spent in bringing Paul to the place where he was to push out into virgin territory and plant new churches. Paul and Barnabas were engaged in active ministry in Antioch, according to Acts 13, when one day as the leaders were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said to them, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." This appeared to be the formal launching of Paul's ministry. They first went to the island of Cyprus, Barnabas's home country. Paul was recognized as the leader almost immediately and from there led the charge into new virgin regions. The going was tough, but they pressed on and planted churches in a number of cities. Along with fruitfulness, they experienced persecution and many hardships. Returning to Antioch, they were able to report, "Mission accomplished." The foundation had been laid, but much work lay before them. After participating in the first church council in Jerusalem, they were ready for the second missionary journey. Or were they? Read Acts 15:36-41 to find out.